The Johnny Logan coach, Tyler Smith Peters, with us. Tyler, were you, after watching film and everything, the team went 1-1 on Saturday, lost to undefeated Triton, and then hammered Southwest Tennessee. Your thoughts on the weekend?
I think all in all, it was a solid weekend, Murph. I mean, I think we would have really liked to win on Friday, just being able to win against a ranked opponent. But like I said, there's always some growing pains when you have a younger team and different ways to get better. And I think the good thing is playing those types of teams, we find kind of our weaknesses and what we need to work on.
It looks like, if you look at some of the games behind you now, that the team may be starting to figure some things out. You got a nice win at home over Three Rivers Community College, 89-84 on December the 6th. That's a team that had beaten you earlier in the season, 91-74. So that was a little nice revenge there. And then you beat up on Southwest Tennessee on Saturday, 81-56. A very competitive game against Triton College, losing 96-87. And a team that Triton College led the nation in made 3-point field goals. I was talking to your dad after the game, or it might have been a halftime, and we were reminiscing and said, we said, who does that Triton team remind you of? Have you ever, because somebody comes and says, I've never seen a team shoot like that. And I said, well, I have. And then your dad was saying, yeah, I have too. And we were talking about, of course, last year's Johnny Logan team, who was one of the best 3-point shooting teams in the country. But back to my point, there's some wins starting to creep in there. Are the guys starting to get things figured out a little bit?
I think so. I think the biggest thing is just for younger guys, the experience and starting to figure out the speed of the game, I think, is a big one, and the physicality of knowing that, as I always say, the low man wins, and being able to be lower than the guy they're guarding or whoever's guarding them. And but no, I think the biggest thing is just getting some confidence and being able to win, because I know we had a rough spurt there with how hard our schedule is, and our confidence was pretty low, but I think now it's on the way back up.
Would you change, if you knew now what you knew then, would you go back and make that schedule? I don't think you'd change that schedule, would you? You want it tough at the beginning. You've always been that way, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's, and I think, as I've told pretty much everybody, Murph, I mean, we want to play teams that are just as good as us or even better, because, I mean, that's going to show kind of where we're at and what we need to work on. I think when you play really good teams, they exploit our weaknesses, and that's the stuff that we need to work on. And it's been a good thing for us, and it's good just to show our guys that how hard we need to work and how tough we need to be able to play at that level every day.
Talking to Tyler Smith-Peters, he's the men's coach at John A. Logan College. There are 4-7, is that right? 4-7, and the Vols start conference play. Now, a lot of people say, oh, this is a whole new ball game here. This is a conference. And I say, well, yeah, these are the guys that Logan whipped around and knocked in the head twice last year, and everybody's going to remember that. So nothing's really going to change as far as teams coming at you, because even if you didn't win the national championship, even if you hadn't won 31 games in a row, even if you hadn't beaten these guys twice all through the season last year, these guys would still come at you like a pack of hungry dogs.
Yeah, no, and that's what I think our guys need to have a better grasp of, is everybody from here on out that we play for the rest of the season we beat last year. So, and the one thing they want to do is beat Johnny Logan. So they have this, every team that we play has this game marked on their calendar, and we have to come in with that mentality of being the tougher team and being able to play the hardest and withstanding any kind of run that any team makes on us.
Southwestern Illinois College, veteran coaching staff. They've got a pretty good team. What are you looking for from your team tomorrow night when they tip off at 7 up in Belleville?
I think the biggest thing is just matching the physicality that Swick always plays with. And obviously they have some unorthodox plays that are kind of just different than what you'd normally see on a nightly basis. So it's being able to show our guys that, hey, I know they line up in a straight line on the side of the court, but I mean, that's what they do. And for some of their plays, and it's just that kind of thing, especially for our younger guys that have never kind of seen something like that. But the biggest thing is just the physicality that Swick plays with. I mean, they're going to crash the glass every single time they shoot it and that kind of thing. And That's our biggest deal, is just being able to match that physicality and being tougher.
We're going to broadcast on 103.5 ESPN tomorrow night. Dave McKenzie and Tim Rich will have the call starting around 6:45 here on 103.5. Southwest on the road, and then Saturday, a home game, 3 o'clock, Wabash Valley College. And there's always those teams, and I always kind of think it's a pretty spirited rivalry with SWIC, but there's always teams like Vincennes or Three Rivers, and Wabash Valley is always one of those teams that some people, maybe it's the big red WVC, I don't know, but they always circle that game on their calendar and say, oh, Wabash Valley, I've got to go see Wabash. There's kind of a mystique with Wabash Valley, like there is with Vincennes and some of these other, but that'll be at home. So, you know, you get this one tomorrow night on the road, and then you get Wabash Valley at home. This could be the making of just what you want to see before the Christmas break.
Yeah, no, and our biggest thing is, and we with this group, we do a lot of short-term goals of just kind of weekly goals, and we haven't gone 2-0 yet this season in a week. So that's our goal this week, but obviously we have to focus on Swick first on Wednesday to be able to go 2-0, but we went 2-1 last week, and that was our first time all year being all season going 2-1. We've went 1-1 or 1-2 or 1-2, so it was that's progress, and with a young team, that's what you want to see, is progress in the right direction.
And I know with you being, and again, this still sounds crazy coming out of my mouth, but you know, a second year head coach, and you last year, everybody knows what happened. A second-year head coach, how tough is this on you right now? To because you said, well, we're taking short-term goals, and you want to win 2 in a row, and you want to win, you know, you go 2-1 in a week. Have you kind of had to scale things differently now, or spool things differently when you talk to the guys, because you think, well, these aren't the guys that, you know, won 31 in a row. These guys are different, and we've talked about that, and what you want from them. It's a different group of young men, but is it, I mean, do you just sometimes wake up in the middle of the night and just start screaming and say, Kurt Lewis, you know, or something like that? I mean, it's got to be frustrating at times. I know you're a competitor.
Yeah, no, it is, and every group's different, especially with last year's group. I mean, it was easy just for the fact that we had a lot of college basketball experience. I mean, all of our new guys played college basketball the year before, and then the guys we had coming back were here for a year. But with this group, we got a lot of new guys that have not played college basketball. So just kind of getting them to understand how hard it is, because college basketball, at the end of the day, it's a job, and the high schoolers don't really understand that, because they go to class from 8 to 3 and then practice from 3 to 5 and they're done. And it's kind of different for college basketball, and trying to get them into a routine and just the physicality and the speed of the game. It takes a while for the younger guys to get there. But yeah, no, this group's obviously different than last year's group, just with the experience on the team. So we do have to take a different approach, because our guys don't have that experience of saying, hey, shoot, man, you've played in the Ohio Valley or anything like that, to where now it's, hey, you played high school basketball last year. It's completely different.
Yeah, yeah, right. And also, too, the fact that when you look at the games in the conference and things like that nature, I mean, these are two very critical games, because just like we were talking with Charlie Jones a few minutes ago, the Logan men will play at SWIC tomorrow night at 7, and then home against Wabash Valley Saturday at 3, and then you guys don't play again until Wednesday, January the 10th. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep. So I will say that's a good thing about junior college basketball. You get a nice break in between for Christmas and all that stuff.
Yeah, and then you jump right back into conference play at Lincoln Trail, hosting Lincoln Trail at Vincennes on Saturday, January 13th, and then Monday, January the 15th at Wren Lake at 7 o'clock. So there's no real patsies on that schedule. Olney Central, Lakeland, Kaskaskia, Shawnee, we saw them play Triton toe-to-toe on Saturday. And the coaches, let's talk a little bit about the coaches. We'll end on this because we're going to wrap the show up a little early. But the coaches in the GRAC, some veteran coaches, some older coaches, experienced coaches, and you know, these are guys that you took on last year And I know for the most part it's a camaraderie and a brotherhood, and you know it's good sportsmanship, you know, before the game and after the game, but during the game everybody's out for himself. But boy, there's so many good coaches in this league, and it's such a balanced league.
Yeah, no, and I think that's what makes our league really good, is for the fact that there's really good coaches. Obviously, Coach Harrington at SWCC's been there forever, probably longer than I've been alive. And same with Todd Franklin at Vincennes, and Jim Glash at Olney, and June Z. Cotton at Lincoln Trail. There's so many good coaches, and that's what makes our league really good, because you have to prepare for them the right way, because, you know, if you don't out-prepare them, then it'll be the loss that you don't want to have. And it goes for any team and any record, just for the fact that we have really good coaches and they want to give their guys the best chance to win. So they're going to try and outwork anybody to be able to do that.
Yeah. And from this standpoint alone too, Tyler, there's a thing to be said about, you know, you have a radio crew following you around. You guys, you know, video all of your games. You're live on Facebook and you're live on YouTube and with LeBlanc Productions and things like that, that you bring a lot to the table. During the game Saturday, during the Shawnee Triton game, Coach Sparks, you know, Tim and I were sitting right there by the Shawnee bench, and Coach Sparks, you know, during the game, I mean, he just turned around and he said, "Man, I wish you guys were broadcasting this game like you do Logan. You can say some nice things about me for a change." And we said, "Coach, we're pulling for you. We're cheering for you, Coach. We want you to win. We want you to knock Triton off." But that part two enters into it a little bit, because you've got a radio crew that follows you around. Your women's games are broadcast. Your men's games are broadcast. They're televised. People can sit at home. People send me pictures sometimes, Tyler, say, "Well, we got my feet up and watching Tim and Murph call the Volunteers this afternoon or tonight." And it's a big deal to have that media representation. We've talked about this before, where coaches can scout and they can watch and they can look. And it's a big deal to the kids. It's a big, and just another reason why, you know, people say, "Well, yeah, you know, Johnny Logan's got this and we don't. Johnny Logan's got this," but it's what Johnny Logan has built. I mean, it's not anything that we're doing, you know, behind anybody's back. I mean, you could do it too if you want to do it. But it's just another reason that they just shake their heads and say, "Oh man, it's Logan," you know.
Nope. And that's the good thing about Johnny Logan, is just the administration, and obviously you guys, Murph, you guys do a great job of just handling me in times when I probably need to be in check. But no, it's good, just for the fact that it helps our guys at the end of the day with the interview process of being able to be on 103.5 ESPN for our guys, and just kind of getting that experience, because their next stop, they'll get interviewed however many times.
Sure.
And it just, it's the experience of being able to have that. And when they go to their next spot, they can be comfortable, because it won't be the first time that they've done something like that. So it's just, I think all the things that Logan has is a good thing for not just the fans, but our players and student athletes as well, just because they're going to get those kinds of interviews at the next place they go.
Well, Tyler, thanks a lot for being with us this evening. We're going to wrap things up. I got to run, go over to do a high school game, Murfreesboro at Heron coming up. And you know how that rivalry goes.
Yeah.
You know, that Tom Ashman and the guys. I mean, I bet Tom Ashman and I re-talked that 72-73 regional championship game between Heron and Murfreesboro probably 50 times over the years on ways back from Poplar Bluff and everything on the bus. But big game tomorrow night at SWCC. Good luck. It's 7 o'clock. We'll broadcast here on 103.5. And then Saturday at home, the women at 1, the men at 3. It's Wabash Valley coming to town. Come out and watch the circus. I'm Mike Murphy. Thanks, Tyler. We'll talk to you later in the week. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thanks, Murph. Appreciate it.
All right. That is Talking Balls.